heard it. I thought, I've got to learn this. I've got another one that I'm going to sing later on, but I still got to get it down a little bit better.
Less reward.
I want to put a request out today. I hope my neighbor is watching. I called him last night. His name is Spencer.
Bless you,
and
sir.
I hope he's watching. So,
amen.
If he is, Spencer, I'm going to do this song for you.
Bless you.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. She was singing. She said, thank you for the flowers that bloom. Mm-hmm. I looked outside yesterday, Brother James, and there was a rose on a rose bush. And I cut that thing off, brought that in there to my wife, and she smelled that thing, and I put that in a vase, set that over by her. God called that rose to bloom and put it in my heart, cut it and give it to her. Them little things, just we just can't run out of things to thank God for. What a song, amen. Somebody else sing, amen. Hallelujah.
I have one, and then Miss Lucy's going to sing one when I get through here. And then if anybody else would like to sing one.
I'd like to hear Patrick sing one.
There you go.
I like you.
Amen. I like you on that fashion.
Hey, it's the Uber Track Man. We go out a lot every day and lose several.
It's love to get on here today, folks.
I love this song.
Bless the Lord.
Oh Lord, my God.
Yeah.
When I am awesome.
That's right, awesome wonder.
Consider all the worlds thy hand to make.
Awesome.
I see the stars.
That's right.
I hear the rolling thunder.
Glory!
Power throughout the universe display. Then it sings my soul,
yes,
my Savior God to thee.
Glory!
How great thou art.
Yes, yes.
How great thou art.
Oh my!
Then it sings my soul, I say, your God.
Bless you, Rita.
How great thou art.
Yes.
How great thou art.
Amen.
When through the woods and the forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees.
Yes.
Down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul,
yes,
my Savior God to thee.
Boy!
How great thou art! How great,
yeah,
thou art! Then sings my soul. How great thou art.
He'd have sang that song about them birds are singing. I was praying yesterday morning, early in the morning, and as it was getting daylight, there was a bird right outside the window out there singing. And I mean, it sounded like it was in the house. I don't know if it was in concert with me praying or not, but I tell you, that bird was singing his heart out of me. Come on, sing for Jesus. Sing. Yeah.
I'm gonna sing it.
Well, come you can on. Stand up here with them. Come
you
on.
Can do it. Get over and sing with them, brother.
You gotta get up front here.
Miss Lucy.
Chase can sing good. I don't know what we gotta Chase do to get him to do it, but he can sing good. I've heard him.
Come on. Alright.
Alright. Get up, tend to sing. Sing for Jesus.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Got a commercial. Here we go.
I hear that bird singing.
Yes, you are.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus, yes, bless me this time. For the Bible tells me so.
Yes. Yes, they do.
They are weak, but He is strong.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Boy.
The Bible tells me so.
That's right. Made a living way.
Instantly cleans toilets without any scrubbing. Take any dirty toilet.
Bye.
Somebody take up an offering this morning. Oh, we got a volunteer. Here we come. You come up here, young lady. We're going to ask the Lord's blessings on this offering and get you to take it up, all right? Father, we thank you for the privilege to give unto you. It's freely given us all things that pertain to this life. And Lord, you've truly blessed us this week. Lord, you've even blessed us this morning. Thank you for those that are here. Thank you for the songs that's been sung. Thank you, Father, for those who are listening by way of the internet. We pray on behalf of Jerry and Tammy, not Jerry and Tammy, but Jerry and Carolyn. Lord, help them. Help Tammy, Lord. Also, Lord, having health issues, Lord. We pray for them, Lord. We put them in your tender care, Lord. Pray for Donna Moorhead. And Lord, many, Lord, that are afflicted right now, suffering right now. We pray for them. Ask your blessing on this offering. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, young lady. We didn't know about Carolyn until this morning. I knew she had a car wreck, got run over, somebody run a red light, and them things happen. Don't think they don't. Amen. But the other thing, they were over here Saturday cleaning on the church, and she got severe pain in her side, had to go to the hospital. And we always pray for y'all, but we like to pray specifically, when we know about a need, we take that need to God. Amen. Amen. And I enjoyed that singing. Brother Patrick there singing that song. I was thinking about the Lord's kind of like AT&T. Reach out and touch you. Amen. I don't know how many times God's touched me. And man, I thank God for the touch of God. And in that song, he said, I was touched while I was preaching. I'm hoping to have a touch of God on the preaching today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me make a couple real quick announcements. I've been asked to go to Bethel Baptist Church next Sunday night to preach over there, and I had to decline because of my wife's health and her condition. But Sarah, she volunteered to stay with my wife next Sunday night, and I appreciate that. My wife, what got me with my wife, asked if I could ask Sarah to come and stay with her. I thought, okay. I hadn't thought about Sarah, but I said, I will. And Sarah said she'd be glad to stay with my wife. And I believe that'd be a blessing. But y'all remember my wife, remember Sarah? I know that they'll have some good fellowship. And she can encourage my wife. Sarah's a nurse. And my wife, she's kind of like needing a nurse, if that makes any sense. But Sarah gave me some good advice Wednesday night. She told me to tell my wife to check her sugar 3 times a day. Dottie, my wife, she just been checking her sugar in the morning, that's it. And I think she either got high or low sugar one or during the day, because she just keeps falling out. I don't know, you know. I've been married to that woman 49 years, but I still don't understand her. But I appreciate that advice, and I passed that along to her, and she has been doing that. It's much better. I saw the difference immediately. And she'd get up in the morning and check her sugar, and then according to what they told her, she'd give herself an insulin shot, and then she's out. And Sarah said, tell her, check it 3 times a day. All right. We're going to be taking our text out of 1 Kings. Remember that meeting next Sunday night? I mean, here I am yesterday, brushing my teeth, knocked that tooth out. That didn't encourage me about going there and preaching. I'm going to take some crazy glue. I saved that tooth. I'm going to take some crazy glue and stick that thing up. Amen. But anyway, 1 Kings chapter number 17. Let me make a few announcements here real quick. Those anti-Israel protesters out there in the streets, let me tell you why they're there. George Soros is paying them $2,500 plus each to go up there and protest. So if you want to know why they're up there, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. If you want to know why they're doing that, they're getting paid. These are paid protesters. You give me $2,500, I'll probably go up there and protest, amen. But we got, also brace yourself, we got a climate change emergency coming this year because it's been election year. They got to find something to whine about. Michigan allowed a Satanist to give prayer at the Ottawa County Board meeting, and the prayer was led by the Satanic Temple, a leader there west of Michigan, that ended with these words, "Hail Satan." That happened April the 23rd, 2024. And when he hollered out, "Hail Satan," there was a bunch of people there. They weren't interested in giving any glory to the devil. They said, "We love Jesus." And then the other bunch said, "We love Satan." And it got kind of mixed up. But the pastor that was there during this meeting, his name is Jared Kramer of the St. John Episcopal Church, a strong advocate for the LGBTQ community, complained because he didn't get to lead in prayer, and he filed a lawsuit about it too. Now let me throw one more thing in there. The price of gasoline in Franklin, Kentucky is $2.98 a gallon. I don't know why we got to pay $3.50 here, but down in Franklin it's $2.98 a gallon. Somebody's jacking the price up, I think. Also, this anti-Semitism, or what they call it, this Jewish hate, Jesus mentioned Matthew 24, verse 9. He said, "They shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Then just updates on what's going on in our day and time. 1 Kings chapter number 17. It's just got 24 verses. I'm going to read all 24 verses here. And Elijah, he just steps out on the scene right here. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, as I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." And he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, but it is before Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and fish in the morning and bread and fish in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him again, or came unto him saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was sore, so that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, "What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?" And he said unto her, "Give me thy son." And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son?" And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again." And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, "See, thy son liveth." And the woman said unto Elijah, "Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth." All right, we'll stop our reading right there. That's quite a bit of reading. But some of us don't do a whole lot of Bible reading like old Brother Eddie. I about wore my eyeballs out reading the Word of God. But I thank God for the privilege to have the Word of God, to be able to read it, to be able to study it, pray over it, and glean from it. Amen. Amen. But as I read my devotions this week, I did actually read this chapter, and it spoke volumes to me. We're going to try to draw a message from this chapter. Ask the Lord's blessings on it. Yes. Father, we thank you for the precious Word of God. Father, we thank you for the beautiful day you've given us to gather in your house. Father, we thank you for these that are here today to sit at your table. And I pray, Lord, Father, you put bread and fish on it, Father. Lord, may there be no lack, I pray, for those that are hungry. Lord, may there be plenty for those that are thirsty. Father, I pray for those that would love to be here. Sister Phyllis wasn't able to be here because of health reasons. We pray, Lord, you'd send portions her way. And Lord, Carolyn and Brother Jerry wasn't able to be here. Carolyn and Jerry. And Lord, I pray you'd send portions their way. And Lord, Tammy and Danny wasn't able to be here today. And little Thomas, Lord. And Lord, all of them over there, bless them. Send portions, Lord, to them. I pray for Mark and Kay, Lord. I pray for Lord Sue and Denny. I pray for Larry and Carol. Lord, and Lord, I pray for all of those, Lord. Lord, for James and Star Spray, and Lord, for all, Lord, that aren't here today, that, Lord, we wish they were here. I pray, Lord, Father, for Lord of Miranda, Mark, Kate, and David, and Carly. We pray for each and every one of them, Lord. I pray you'd send blessings their way, and bless these that are here. Bless those, Father, be listening by way of the internet, by way of the live stream. We just want to be a blessing, dear Father. Lord, we thank you and praise you. You've been so gracious, so good. I'm like Brother Patrick, Lord. You've blessed me all week long. And Lord, we thank you for those blessings. And ask, Lord, there might be a continuance of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're preaching about Elijah, God's man. And you know, Elijah, he didn't have no lace on his underwear. He didn't have gender confusion. He didn't have pronoun problems. He didn't mind standing for God. You notice there in verse number 1, he says,
"That's right."
He stood there, verse number 1, for whom I stand. He's talking to the king, Ahab. He didn't mind standing for God when he said to the king, you ain't going to have no rain, amen. Elijah, he didn't have a man bun. And I guess the reason they have them man buns today is they like me, they got a bald spot on the back of their head and trying to cover it up. I don't know. But Elijah was God's man. I mean, he was the man that God needed for the job needed to be done. I mean, he's the one that would go and proclaim the word of God. James chapter 5, verse 17, 18 says, Elijah was a man of like passions as we are, yet he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I'm telling you, Elijah was one kind of men that could pray it done. Amen. I mean, buddy, he said it in his prayer right here, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Boy, I tell you, thank God for men that can pray. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, he would that all men everywhere might pray and not faint, but all we ever do is faint, seldom ever pray. I'll tell you what, buddy, you're not going to get too far without prayer. You know, one reason you got to pray is so you can include God in your crisis, so you can not only get the help you need, but so you can give glory to God for the need that you're going through, for the struggle you're in right now. When you bring God into it, it gives glory to Him because you're depending on Him. You're looking to Him for the help you need, and He's willing to supply that need. But He said you have not because you ask not. I'm telling you, he said, knock and it shall be open. Seek and ye shall find. Prayer is a way to get things done. Amen. Jesus, I'll tell you what, buddy.
Bless him, Lord.
He came down off the Mount of Transfiguration. His disciples up there enjoying that moment up on that mountain. But when it came down, only three went up, I think. Jesus, Peter, James, and John, his brother. They's up there, and Peter got, you know, in the spirit. And they's on the higher ground, Brother Eric. And he said, let's build three tabernacles here. One for you, one for Elijah, and one for, well, come on, Eddie. Moses, one for Moses and Elijah. They saw three up there, Jesus, Moses and Elijah, Jesus transfigured. And Jesus said, boys, we got work to do. They came down off that mountain, and his disciples down there, them faithless disciples, they couldn't get nothing done because they didn't pray, they didn't believe God, they knew nothing about like us Baptists, amen. And Jesus came down, and a man came down and said, Lord, I brought my son to your disciples to cast the devil out of him, and he could not. And Jesus said, how long am I going to be with this faithless generation that's bringing to me?
Amen.
Jesus asked a kind of strange question there, Brother Eric. He asked that father, he said, you believe I can do this?
Yeah.
I mean, he done give his disciples down the road about not having no faith.
Amen.
So Jesus said, you believe I can do this, boy? And that man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. So now we need some help with unbelief,
right.
Sister Patty. You know what Jesus did to help his unbelief? He cast that devil out of him. What did he mean by his unbelief? Amen.
Amen.
That's what my pastor said. I just kind of echoing what he said. That'll help our unbelief.
Yes.
That man was struggling to believe God for what he needed him to do, Sarah. And the Lord just cast that devil out of that boy. And that helped his unbelief. Them disciples came to him and said, Lord, why could we not cast him out? He said, this time comes by prayer and fasting. You know, sometimes we just kind of half-heartedly pray.
Right.
You know, now lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. The one in childish type prayers. I'm telling you, buddy, prayer is a serious matter. Sometimes your problems in life are just there to draw you closer to God. Sometimes your prayers are more important than you realize. I mean, I didn't even know about Sister Carolyn, but I'll tell you right now, Samuel said, God forbid that I should see it and cease to pray for every one of you. Prayer's an important thing. Amen. Elijah prayed, Bonnie. It didn't rain. 3.5 years. Old King Ahab, he's pretty powerful, pretty important. But he wasn't important as a man of God here. I'm telling you, the Lord told Elijah, he said, God told this great man, turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, and I'll feed you there. He could have went somewhere else. That's one thing me and my wife, we probably fight more where we're going to eat it than we do anything. I'm thinking pizza, she's thinking chicken. And if that ain't enough, I'm thinking, what about Mexican? She's thinking Chinese or Japanese or something like that. Wong Kong do some of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
And some of the worst arguments we've ever been in, Bill. Oh, my. Hey, you know, that's why the Bible, I guess, says, your husband, go with him according to knowledge. You got enough sense to say, honey, whatever you want, it'll be all right. And just learn how to like it, amen. But here, God told him, go there and I'll feed you there, boy. He did what he's told to. And he stayed there till that brook dried up, causing no rain. And then God told that great man of God to get thee to Zarephath. I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain. Thank God for widow women. Man, there's a widow woman brought a strawberry cake in this morning.
Amen.
After I seen Rita put that icing on her, I got me a second piece. Amen. Thank God for widow women. Amen. It was still hot. Amen. I did have a sweet tooth. I broke it out, but I still got a few more. Amen. Thank God for widow woman. They'll sustain you.
Amen.
They'll take care of you.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what, there may not be a man all around God can use, but thank God for them widow woman. Amen.
Amen.
Sharon brought some kind of something. I don't know what it was called. Boy, it sure was good. Oh, my. I don't know how y'all don't have a 400-pound preacher. I must have a heck of a tapeworm. I've never eaten so good since I've come to this church in my life. You talking about some cooks? Glory! Hey, I like to eat. Glory to God. I'm at the right place. Amen. He said, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Again, he done what he's told. Verse 10. He asked her for a drink of water, and as she was going to fetch it, he called for her to bring him a morsel of bread. I had to look that word morsel up. I just wanted to be sure that I knew what, I mean, I had an idea what a morsel was.
Yeah.
But a morsel is just a bite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a smidgen. Can you bring me just a little smidgen of that? Just a little morsel of that? That's all he's asking for is a crumb, amen? And the woman said, we ain't got nothing. All we got's a handful of a meal and a little cruise of oil. The answer was, that's all we got, verse number 12. Yeah, I really thought this was kind of ironic. She said, I'm gathering two sticks. She said, I'm not going to make a bonfire. I'm not going to make a big fire. I'm just going to make a little fire. I'm just going to make a little cake. And me and my son, we're going to eat that little cake. We're going to be glad for that little cake. Amen. And then we're going to die.
Come on now.
Amen.
Oh, I'll tell you what, about the Lord, I guess we all would die. Amen.
Amen.
A little as much when God's in it. Amen.
Amen.
This little church, y'all be surprised. People in the world that listen to your service right now.
Amen.
You keep shouting, Brother Eric. There's people in China.
Amen.
There's people in China. There's people in Africa, in Russia. There's people over there in Japan. Hey, I'm telling you, Brother Rouge listening over there in the Philippines. Hey, did you see that post he put on that? Good preaching, amen. Hey, Brother Rouge, we're praying for you, brother. We're proud of you, trying to help you. Hey, we're co-laborers together. You might be a long ways away, but God's got big hands. Hey, he can bless here. He can bless there. Hey, there's no restraint with him. Amen.
Oh,
my, little as much when God's in. You don't have to have the whole lot. If you just take what little you got.
That's right.
She basically, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
She took what little she had and gave it to God.
That's right.
And God blessed it. And that barrel didn't fail. And that cruise didn't fail. Till the rain came.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God can make it be enough. I'm telling you, I found out when you ain't got enough, you got God, you got enough. Amen.
That's right.
Glory!
Amen.
She said, I'm just gathering two sticks to make a cake for me and my son to eat it and die. Elijah told her, said, fear not. Make me a little cake first. Kind of pictures tithing, you know, put God first. I done found out when you put God first, buddy, he knows that he'll bless your socks off. Amen. Hey, that great praying man of God. He said, thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal and the cruse of oil shall not fail until the Lord sends the rain. That's three and a half years. That little handful of meal, it just kept on going. That little cruise of oil, it just kept on pouring.
Right.
That's right.
I can't explain it. I can't even understand it. I just know God did it. He put it in there so I could look at it. Right. And I can know that whatever I got, it's enough.
Right.
Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain.
Right. Yes.
Paul said, I've learned whatever state I'm in, there wouldn't be content. He wasn't home by Kentucky and Tennessee neither. Sometimes you go back there, Brother James, ain't nothing but just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Man, my dad's mother, Granny, what we call her, Pauline, Stats was her name. She could take two ingredients, and I don't care what they was. I mean, it could have been eggs and water. It don't matter. If she had two ingredients, she could cook a meal fit for a king. I love to eat at her house. I'm telling you, I never seen nobody that could transform things into a good meal in my life. It made all I ever seen. She made some stuff, and she used to make pancakes for me when I was a little boy. Mom and Dad would be asleep, and I'd get up early. And we're talking about towhead. I'm talking about probably 4, 5 years old, and I'd walk all the way down to her house, and I'd knock on the door. Granny, fix me some pancakes. And she said, what are you doing here? I said, I want some pancakes. And she made them from scratch. You know what I'm talking about? She made them pancakes from scratch. She made that syrup from scratch. I didn't even have some of it right now.
Yeah.
My mom, my dad, they had a fence. She said, you let him alone. He's going where the food is, amen. Boy, I could get away. As long as I had them grandparents, I could get away with anything. Well, this word of woman, Elijah said, hey, by the word of the Lord, that meal and that crew's not going to fail till it rains again, amen.
Right. Amen.
Verse 15 and 16 there, look at there. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Now, is there in the middle of all this rejoicing? You know, it ain't never really good. I find out lots of times me and my wife are kind of at odds. It's because we're running low on something. And she puts them hands on them hips like I'm supposed to do something about it. But you know, they got everything they need. And faith, they're rejoicing. They're happy. Everybody else ain't got no water. Everybody else is starving to death. And you know what? And here they are. They've got everything they need. They're rejoicing. Right in the middle of that rejoicing.
Yeah.
Here comes trouble.
Yeah.
And there's a lesson for you to learn this too. Sometimes right in the middle of your good times. Sometimes right in the middle when everything's going like you want it to. You got everything in order and everything. As a matter of fact, just thinking along those lines, when we was over at my dad's mother's granny's house over on a Christmas, we was over there trying to make the best out of a situation. My dad left my mother for another woman, and we was trying to make the best of it. And I had both my grandmothers there, my mother's mother, my dad's mother there, and we was all like two left feet struggling with this situation. Just tough. Daddy wasn't there. Everybody struggling to talk. I'm dealing with the emotions of the moment, and the phone rung, and my dad's mother, granny, she answered the phone, and I could tell by the look on her face it wasn't good news, and she told my mother, she said, it's for you. Mama answered that phone and just went broke, bawling. Hung the phone up. She said, they said my house is on fire. We all got in the car. Her mother, my grandmother, me and my wife and a couple more drove down there, and there was her house completely engulfed in flames. Them kind of things happen.
That's right.
Sometimes right in the middle of your enjoyment, you're having a good day. Things are working. Sometimes trouble comes. But here they are, they're enjoying. Oh, they've got plenty to eat. They got plenty of meal. They got plenty of oil. And here it says, it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. That's not good. I don't even think Sarah could help him. He ain't breathing. Now, she probably tried that CPR stuff. I try a pen or something, you know, just anything, just trying to get somebody back breathing again. But this ain't good. You know, sometimes, right, that's the way it is. Things are going good and the car blows up. Carolyn was just driving and somebody ran a red light, hit her. Those kind of things are going to happen, amen. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is a trial used, though some strange things should happen. Knowing the same affliction to accomplish your brother. This ain't home. There's a devil down here. Amen, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless him,
Lord. Yeah, I'm telling you. Amen. Keep the armor on. Here they are. She said unto Elijah, verse 18. Now she ain't happy right here. She said unto Elijah, I can just see the fire in this woman's eye right now. She's not having a good day. What have I to do with thee, thou man of God? She ain't happy. Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? I missed something there. Let me go on. I'll find it. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? I guess this next verse is what I'm looking for. And I do want to spend a little time on that, but right now, this is not a good time. But Elijah, that great praying man, that great man of God, he's over here, verse 20, he's crying unto the Lord. And he's praying, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord. Said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul, that's what I was looking for, let his soul come into him again. Now, when the soul leaves the body's dead. Now, I became a living soul. Adam, God made him out of the clay of the ground. And, you know, scientists, they kind of scratch their old head about creation. It's kind of funny, Brother Eric. That little old bombardier beetle has rocked the boat of scientists. They can't explain it away. They can't deny it. It's the greatest evidence of creation. They just can't get over that little bombardier beetle. They said it's so precise that if it was off something like a millionth of a second, the bug would blow up. It just blows them away that it works. It mixes chemicals and squirts them out and they go boom! If it wasn't like it was, a bombardier beetle couldn't live through. It's amazing. And science, they can't explain it away. They can't disown out. They just try to avoid talking about it. But anyway, they struggle also with the record of creation where God made Adam out of the ground, made him out of the clay of the ground, and made him and then breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. As long as I've got this soul in this body, I'll be alive. And when this soul departs, this body's going to return to the earth that gave it. Let me prove it real quick. I'll look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12 real quick. I'll just run that real quick and show you what I mean. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God that gave it. Who gave it? Amen. I'm telling you, God put this soul in this body. God made me a living soul. And listen, praise God, He saved my soul. Now it's eternal. And it's going to heaven, glory to God. Thanks to Calvary, hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. That boy here, Elijah says, let this child's soul come into him again. That's pretty over the top. Elijah ain't stupid. He knows how to pray. He's saying, Lord, put the soul back in this dead boy. And the Lord heard, verse 22, the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. Right. Oh my. The Bible says, fear not him that's able to destroy the body, and after that can do no more. But fear him that's able to restore both body and soul in hell. Yea, fear him. Elijah knew who to pray to. He knew what God could do. And when he's asking God, he said, Lord, let his soul come back in his body. God granted that request. Why did all this happen?
That's right.
I mean, here Elijah is. Ahab's trying to find him. Ahab's trying to kill him. He's running everywhere, listening to God, going where God tells him to do. He's doing everything God tells him. And I'll tell you right now, here he is now. And here, you know, everything looks good that this right here happens. Why did this happen?
Amen.
Look at here. Oh, I turned one page too far. Then Elijah took the child, verse 23, and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, "See, thy son liveth." Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about helping somebody's unbelief. Yeah. You're talking about helping somebody that's mad. Somebody that's, not happy. And the woman said unto Elijah, "Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth." You see, it helped her, helped him. The boy was just a tool God used.
Right.
He used that tool of that boy to cause Elijah to pray like he needed to pray concerning the life of this little boy. And it caused that little boy to cause this widow woman to understand that in God, He holds every breath in His hand. In Him we live and move and have our being. All these atheists out there, they didn't live lives apart from Him. I got news for you. You need to get in touch with the one that's got your soul in His hand. He can speak the word and you'll be dead, or you can speak the word and you'll be healed by the word that comes to you.
Amen.
God heals all of His children.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. Sometimes He heals them here. Sometimes He heals them there.
Thank you, God.
He
heals them all,
that's right,
sir.
That's right.
He's the great physician.
Yep.
That's right.
He even raised a man up from a dead, been dead 4 days. They said by this time he stinks.
Yep.
Right.
He did when God brought him back to life. And he come out of there smelling like a rose. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Said, "Loose him, let him go." Lazarus, then called him by name. Somebody said, the whole graveyard got out. And he said, "Lazarus, come forth." I want you to know he got up and got out. Amen.
Amen.
But here, this great man of God, Elijah is God's man. He's doing God's work. God's not done with Elijah. We may preach next Sunday at chapter number 18. But I want you to know there's more to Elijah than the world ever know. And Jesus spoke a lot about Elijah. And I'm telling you, boy, he's the man that God needed for the hour he was living. He's God's man. Amen.
Amen.
Wish we had a bunch of Elijahs today, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
I look around. I don't see many Elijahs today.
That's right.
I see the need for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason I think our generation is falling by the wayside so bad.
That's right.
We need some Elijahs. Mm-hmm. Somebody to jump up, thus saith the Word of God. Telling you, somebody to proclaim, somebody to preach what the Word of God says. God hadn't changed.
No.
His Word hadn't changed.
No.
I think the change is, there's a famine in the last days,
right,
not of bread,
that's right,
but of hearing
the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Father, we thank You for the thought You give us out of this chapter. Lord, we're so glad, Lord, to be able to deliver the message today, just the messenger boy. But Lord, I thank You for the message. I love delivering messages like this right here, Lord. Lord, might do us some good, Lord, to give most earnest heed, Lord, to this message. Lord, we need to get out, Lord, beat the bushes. We need to go out and knock on the doors. We need to get out, Lord, and pass out tracts and tell people they need to get in the house of God and find out something about this great God that inhabits eternity, that's waiting on them to come to Him for salvation, forgiveness of sins. Help us, I pray, to be good ambassadors, Lord. Bless, I pray, Your children. Bless Your work. Bless Your name. Thank You, Lord, for all these things. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's get everybody to stand. If Brother Eric get a verse of invitation on him, I don't care. Say anything you want. Sister Sharon, help him there. I'm done with my part. Amen.